Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So we announced today that Caroline Jones, Fillmore, and Uncle Cracker are now added to our already awesome lineup of Rodney Atkins and Randy Houser at KSON's Country Fest.
Yeah.
We met Fillmore for the first time at Stagecoach, mm-hmm. where we knew that he was playing Country Fest but couldn't announce it yet. Mm-hmm. So that's, we kind of covered both areas of that in our conversation with Fillmore. Meet Country Fest artist Fillmore right after getting off stage at Stagecoach.
Can you take a breath now? Yeah.
It went by too fast.
Really? I was going to ask. Was it a blink of an eye?
Kind of was. It seemed like it lasted a little longer. The heat was so hot.
Yeah, the heat was hot.
Yeah, the heat was hot. Yeah. Put that in a song. Right. It's very poetic.
It is in the song.
The heat was hot.
You ever heard the song Horse with No Name by America?
Oh, yeah.
The heat was hot and
the heat was hot and the ground was dry.
Oh, man. Yeah. I didn't realize
I've always wondered, what kind of stupid lyric is that? I'm one of the best songs ever, right?
Wow,
the heat was hot? Well, no crap, it was hot.
I only have ever even said that. So.
Well, there you go. You're a prophet.
There it is.
Back to you, Fillmore.
Now, I know why you just go by Fillmore, but tell everyone else why you decided to do that.
Yeah, my entire life. So my last name is Fillmore, and that's one F and one L. And I've been called Fillmore my entire life. It was on the back of every jersey, every sports team I played, going into college as well. So, like, in a fraternity, no one ever called me Tyler. It was always Fillmore. And it just seemed like it was going to work. There's a lot of Tylers in country. I was like, I'm just going to go by my last name. So,
yeah.
It still is my name. I just, you know, just dropped my first name. So
that's smart. There are a lot of Tylers in
country. Yeah. It can be confusing because people will be like, is it Fillmore? Like Phil Moore?
Oh, yeah, sure. I want you right now to make the big announcement of what is happening. After you, now you've done Stagecoach, you have another festival that you are playing. It's called KSON's Country Fest.
This is true.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't know a lot of say anything about it. So is this the official moment?
This is the official moment.
I thought like someone would come through the door with trumpets or like there'd be like, you know.
So here's the deal. We're going to break you in the right way. So we have something called a John and Tammy's Camper of Curious and Uncomfortable Questions.
I love it.
So
it makes
you
me very
have
happy.
To answer it. But if you read it out loud and you're like, I just can't, then you have to do a math problem.
Oh, no. I don't want to do math.
Okay. No, of course you don't. Remember, you have to answer.
All right.
Well, you guys are kind of like scaring me.
No,
you should be scared.
That's why it's uncomfortable, but yet curious.
Read it out loud, please, Fillmore.
Who is the most overrated movie actor? Man, I'm going to go with Ben Affleck.
Yeah,
I think he's been good in a handful of movies. But I'm just going to say, like, you know. Everyone can talk in the Batman voice. I mean, I can't, but you know what I'm saying. I'm just.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Hey, whoever, what's going on?
Hello.
I'm Ben Affleck.
I'm just saying, like, whoever did the Batman voice on the Lego movie, was that Ben Affleck?
No, that was Will Arnett.
Okay, he's the man.
Yeah.
That should be Batman right there. That's what I'm saying.
All right.
You answered it honestly.
Hey,
I love it. And you didn't have to do math.
Hey, that's great. And Ben Affleck, I still love you. If you ever meet you, that'd be great.
I think he just dropped you on Twitter.
Damn it.
He stopped on following you.
Why you guys got to do this to me? I should have chose math, man.
Awesome. KSON's Country Fest presented by SDCCU happens July 13th. We've now announced that Fillmore is part of that. We're super excited to see you in Del Mar, and we can't wait to watch you right up on that stage with the ocean as your view.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
There you have it. Fillmore, one of our artists, just announced this morning, along with Caroline Jones, Uncle Cracker, joining Randy Houser and Rodney Atkins.
KSON's Country Fest presented by SDCCU. Remember, general admission standing tickets are just $25. That price goes up June 1st. The seated pit tickets were sold out, but if you do the Saquon Play Package, you can get the seated pit. So you can check it all out at KSON.com. Country Fest being brought to you by Subaru, Poly Equipment, Fun Bike Center, and Saquon Casino.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.